thing.
This call is being recorded.
Focus on relaxing and letting go. Nice, rhythmic, easy breathing. Help us get into a nice, relaxed state. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself relax a little bit more. Let yourself go a little bit more. Those of you that aren't aware, this is not self-hypnosis. Nothing to be concerned about. 5, 4, 3, relaxing deeper and deeper. And 1. Nice and relaxed. You're breathing in now. Breathe in the golden white light. See that light. Let that light move through your into your bloodstream and energize the elements of your blood. See and know your blood carrying those energized particles throughout your body so that your body is literally filling with light. Being aware of an energy coming up from the earth, from Gaia herself, up through bottoms of your feet, up your ankles, your legs, thighs, all the way up into your heart center. Same time, another energy coming down through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, column of light. White light coming down, joining the other energy at your heart center. So the two energies coming together at your heart center. I'm going to introduce a third energy now. So if you go deep, deep, deep into your molecular structure, as if you were looking down through a microscope, electron microscope, and seeing smaller and smaller and smaller particles. If you can visualize that, just visualize going smaller and smaller, deeper and deeper, till you get to that spark of life, that one cell, that one spark that started it all, the God cell, source of your being, cell that was created first and all else came from it, sprang from it. As you're aware of that spark of energy, that incredible force, bring that force up into, from the molecular level up to, from the microcosm up to the macrocosm, your physical body. Have that energy, that spark, that force of energy join the other two at your heart center. All three energies now coming together at your heart center. This being, this fourth chakra being the midpoint between your seven chakras, be aware now of the energies at the base of your spine beginning to rise upward. Feel and know the energies rising from your first chakra, the base of your spine. See that as a big ball of red energy. Looks a little muddy, a little washed out. Just simply brighten it up with your visualization ability or your knowing. see the energy now moving from your first chakra up into your second, that being an orange ball of energy or ball of light. The energy is moving up from there to your third chakra in the solar plexus area. That is usually a big ball of yellow energy. Make that a bright yellow energy, the energy of the sun. See it as a big energy or big ball of energy or sun. Right there in your solar plexus area. Now see the energies moving from there up to your fourth chakra. Fourth chakra is often seen as a blue-green color, deep forest green color. From there, the energies move up to your high chakra, or your high fourth chakra center, your high heart center. That is becoming known as more of a pink color or magenta color. There to the fifth, base of the throat, associated with the thyroid gland. A sky blue color. There, feel the energies moving from there up to the sixth chakra, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center. Often that is a deep purple color, color of the night sky. And from the sixth chakra, see the energies moving to the seventh chakra, to the crown chakra, associated with the pituitary gland. Here, when it arcs up into the seventh chakra, see it as an explosion of energy, explosion of light. You might see it as fireworks as it goes into the seventh chakra, fireworks coming from the crown chakra now. Visualize it. Feel it, know it. And from there, if you can look from outside of your body, if you've already stepped out of your body, you can see it from outside, or if you're in it, just visualize it from within. See all seven chakras now. All seven lit up, bright, brilliant, full of energy. All spinning in the opposite direction. So the first chakra spins in a clockwise fashion, the second in a counterclockwise, the third in a clockwise, and so on. All the way up to the seventh. See them all spinning, all brilliant energy, brilliant bright colors. Now finally be aware of the newest chakra, the one we've recently been hearing about, called the soul chakra, that is approximately 12 inches or so above your head, the etheric chakra. That is white light, a ball of white light, energized. Now allow your soul chakra to begin to connect to the ones next to you on either side so that you're connecting all the way around the room. And those of you on the phone also know that you are connecting with us as well, for there is no time and space, it just is. So feel and know all the energies from the soul chakras of all of us coming together. And there is a pillar of light in the center of this room. So no matter where you are, feel yourself moving into this pillar of light with us all here. Moving up as a group, up this pillar of light, to the top of the house, all the way up into the atmosphere, into the sky, and beyond. We've moved out beyond the Earth's atmosphere. There is a grid. We've passed through two grids. There's a third grid here, the Christ consciousness grid. See that as a golden grid that goes across the entire planet, above the planet. Grid of energy, the Christ energy. Yeshua or Jesus is the conduit or the channel for the energies coming from the Christ into the planet, able to filter these energies. Has been doing so for at least 2,000 years now. His light, his energy, his love coming down. Our energies joining with his now. Our energies and his and all of the other groups that are doing this simultaneously across the planet. All of the groups coming together as a collective. Collective consciousness as a oneness. All coming together and sending our light now down through the Christ consciousness grid. Down to the earth, down through the consciousness grid and the crystalline grid. It's spreading around the earth as a wave of energy, a wave of love, often called the tsunami of love. See that going across the entire planet, spreading to all areas of the planet. Aware of any specific areas that need it more, see those energies going into that area. See the light penetrating in through wherever there may be darkness. Notice the darkness is becoming less and less. If you haven't already seen that, know that it is becoming lessened. Where there were pockets of darkness before, they have now dissipated and has become light. Wherever there is darkness, see the light penetrating through the darkness, illuminating the dark. Light spreading across the planet. Wherever there are those that are fighting, have weapons in their hands, see them dropping their weapons. Instead of fighting with each other, see them hugging each other. See all coming together as one people, as one race. Begin to see into the future a little bit. Begin to see ships coming into the planet from outside of our planet, outside of our solar system even, coming in and being welcomed by the people, welcomed by us. Wherever there were planes going across the sky, now see ships going across the sky. Dream a little bit, visualize up at the clear blue sky, sun shining down through, maybe even more than one sun has been told to us. The light and the energy coming down, ships flying across, landing in various places where there were airports before, there are now spaceports. Love and understanding and compassion spreading across the land. People that have been in what they would call dead-end jobs before, jobs they didn't enjoy, see them now doing things that they enjoy doing. They love to do, having the time and the energy to do it. Have the vantage point now of being high up above the earth once again. See the earth viewed in a beautiful blue aura around the entire planet. Crystalline blue color, electric blue color. Clear atmosphere, being able to see right down to the planet with nothing blocking it. Truly as the blue planet that it once was. Or the blue ball of light. Ready? Allow yourselves to begin to come back down through the pillar of light, back down towards your body. Feel and know the energy as you're bringing it into your body, the energy that you experienced. That sense of oneness back into your physical form. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. A series of ohms to clear the energies. Join in with me. Fresh. Oh. Wonderful to be here with you again in this way. You are music to our ears as we hear you chanting like this. It is wonderful. Do you not feel the energies when you do this? Do you feel the excitement building within you? We feel the excitement building within us. We know what is coming. We are readying and preparing for it. But we also know that you, the collective you, grows weary and tired. And we wish for you to understand that all of this is coming to an end. Or as many wish to look at this as a new beginning. You are in the very ending stages. There are those levels of experience on the planet that are continuing to attempt to hold this back. As much as they can, they're throwing out all the stops, doing everything they can to keep this from happening. You yourselves know, though, deep down within you, that it is not possible to keep it from happening any longer. You have come here for this purpose. You have come here to bring this collective consciousness up into the higher heavens of their own being. And you are the ones that are doing this. You have heard this many times. But there are those forces that are at work that are attempting to hold this back, to keep you from having your ascension. Because they know as you have your ascension, they are finished. Their day in the sun, you might say, is gone. And if it were up to them, they would have no sun whatsoever. They would be in complete darkness, for that is where they find their peace and their comfort, in the darkness. But you yourselves find your peace and comfort in the light. And this is becoming a planet of light. You are the ones who are spreading this light. And we wish for you to understand more and more how important you are when you do these experiences. We have been doing these experiences for a long time, these meditations. But now you are joining us. We have called this the celebration of light in the past. And you are now celebrating along with us in sending this light, in bringing this light, in sharing it across the planet. It is important now for you to know that you are in the expression of change within you that is moving to its ultimate. What Sanat Kumara has spoken of as the initiation, as the movement of consciousness, and you are feeling this, experiencing this. We are noticing that there are more and more coming forward and speaking about this, that they are having their initiation, or a part of it, a portion of it. The full ramifications of it has not come yet, but it is coming. And you are all going to feel this at one point or another. More, a little bit more than others, but you are all going to experience it. And we, those of us who mentor to you and watch over you, are already beginning our celebration. We have been celebrating for some time now, and we are ready to include you in this celebration. But understand that as you are preparing for your celebration, you are needing to continue to work just a little bit longer to continue to work with these processes, these meditations and these energy movements just a little bit longer. And all will come forward. All will come true as it has been given. There is nothing now that can hold this back. They can attempt to, they can send their chemicals into the air, they can try to block the sun. How ridiculous is this that they can block the sun? Think about this. How ludicrous is this that a person here, beings here on the planet, couldn't even begin to block the sun? You see, it is not possible. But they think in their ignorance, in their knowing of their black magic and these things, that they can hold this off, but they can no longer do it. Ascension is going forward. You are going forward within your ascension. Many of you have already ascended and just are not fully aware of it yet. But it has happened, and you are going to experience more and more of the full knowing of this. That is our message here as one who serves, and we will turn this over to question, answer here now, and Shira is standing by to assist with this. Would you have questions here for one who serves or Shira?
Natalie, I have a question. The last 2 or 3 weeks, I've noticed this big, overwhelming intolerance, this lack of intolerance towards the non-awakened people. And I know we send the light, and I know we have... We are here to help and rise our own consciousness, but how can you help? And I'm sure I'm not the only one in this situation. What would be your supporting comments in, you know, helping us to just keep on going and allow to just let go of this intolerance?
Yes, very good question. Shira, would you like to go first with
yes,
this?
Thank you very much. Here, when you have been in this group for more than a year and you have heard us talk about spoon feeding, feeding small amounts of information when you have the opportunity, when the questions are asked. Intolerance, that is not something that is good for you to put energy into, is it?
Mm-mm.
No. The one thing that we would say more than anything is for each and every one of you to stay awake, stay aware, and remember that all of these upon the planet, they awaken at their time. And then when the grand initiation takes place, and you and all of those in this room, all of those on the phone, will be spoon-feeding these people, sharing with them what you know, sharing with them in bite-sized measures. And in that way, you can awaken them. But it is not an awakening that you are in charge of, for it is their own soul's experience. As one who serves said, is the time when this all is happening.
Yes, and we would add here that your use of the word intolerance, is this not a three-dimensional programming terminology that you use here?
Yes.
Along with frustration, along with disappointment, all of these types of things are three-dimensional constructs. Programming, part of the illusion that has been created here. And you yourselves have risen above this, or we wish to assist you in continuing to rise above this. Do not look at the situation out there with frustration. Look at it with love. Love within your heart, and share that love with all that you come in contact with, and even those you do not come in contact with. You see, there is no place for frustration. We are not frustrated with you, so why would you be frustrated with any other individuals out there? Whether they are members of the cabal or whatever they are human beings, or many of them anyway, and they are experiencing their own expression of consciousness in the moment that they are in. And they are wanting at the deepest levels within them, some of them, to come back to the light. They just are not aware of it at their conscious knowing self level, you see. So the more that you can assist in sending them love and light,
sending all love and light with no difference. For within the Creator, him, her, itself, the prime Creator, there is no difference. There is only neutrality, love for all beings, all of life. See?
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Very good.
So I have a viewpoint of intolerance because I find myself in that situation. And, you know, you said intolerance, frustration, disappointment, those things, which really, from what I understand, boils down to attachment. So all those are symptomatic of being attached to our beliefs. And ultimately, and I would like you to validate this for me, and ultimately, when one agrees with another about a particular belief, it creates a validation for that person. Rather than just believing what they believe because it's what they believe, it's an agreement. It's kind of needing an agreement. It's a 3D kind of desire to have people agree with us. So how do we work at that? I mean, how do we let that go? Because it's really, for me, difficult. How do we let that go, number one? And number two, I don't like it. I literally don't like it when people give me advice when I know that they're not living what they say they're living.
Yes, that is a simple rule. You know it as
love.
The golden rule.
Okay.
Love, yes, but you know it as the golden rule. Love others as you would love yourself.
Oh, yeah. Dang it.
Yes. That is the golden rule. Think, just for a moment, dream just a little bit. What if all in the planet would do this? What if they would look at another being with love because they feel love within themselves? They would love that other one just as they feel about themselves, in the understanding that they are already in love with themselves. See? You understand this?
I do, but it's easier said than.
Well, of course it is. That's why you are here. That's why, not that you are here to learn lessons. We have spoken of this before. That is not why you are here at this time. Other times, yes, but not in this moment you are here now. Your lessons are practically over here. Now, we may know this may cause some concern, saying that we are not done with our karma and all of these types of things, but in the most sense, you are done with it. You have contracts. You will continue to honor your contracts if you wish to. You can also change those if you want. But know that it is simply love of another being, love of yourself, and all will take care of itself. Going with the flow of the energy moving through you. This is why we have been speaking of this and speaking of this. Just go with the flow. It is what it is. Be who you are. All of these kinds of sayings are wonderful. And all of these sayings, if you practice them, will take you out of the attachments that you speak of. For it is the attachments which are holding you back from your full ascension. See? Does this answer your question? Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
We were waiting to see if she answered, if you answered her question. She did answer my question. I just want to add that it's not so much the attachment that keeps us here in my experience. It's the lack of awareness of attachment. People aren't aware that they're attached. I'm not aware that I'm attached.
So what would it take for you to become aware of that?
That's to be conscious of it. I'm not always conscious of my attachments. And even though we say that many of you are ascended, you just have not realized it yet, there are still those who are working on attachments. Be good to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. You cannot take care of others. You cannot change others. You cannot do for them what they need to do for themselves. What is yours is yours. And you, wonderful example of what you wish to be. When you falter, brush yourself off. Say, you are doing a good job. Right. Thank you.
I wish to add here that all of this that we are speaking of here now will take care of itself when you have your mentors introduced to you more directly. They will assist you in many respects of working with this attachment situation here. But you will come to find as you are working with it that it was not as big of a deal as you thought it was. That many of these attachments are not there anyway. This is the same thing as there is no spoon, you see, from the Matrix. This is one and the same. These are the lessons you are here to learn. Not to relive or overcome your karma or anything of this nature. You are here to learn the lesson of love and expressing that love to all that you come in contact with, starting with yourself.
Yeah.
Are there any further clarification needed here or any further questions?
I have a question along the lines of, I understand that as humans we are more powerful than we understand in our own self-healing. And I've really been working with that, and that concept of the spoon is an illusion. I look at myself and say my disease or disorder is an illusion. Can you offer any guidance or help to really bring about self-healing?
Self-healing comes from within. If you believe that you are a whole in being that is perfectly healthy, you will become so. It is believing is seeing. You have come to be programmed over a long period of time that it is you must see it to believe it. But it is exactly the opposite. And as you are moving into the higher vibrations, it becomes more and more so. Believe that you are whole. Believe that you are healthy. And you will be. Believe that you can see. And you will see. Believe that you can hear. And you will hear. It is simply that, because you are creator beings. You are one and the same with the creator. We are all one and the same with the creator. And being that oneness with the creator, we all have that creative ability. See? If you could only believe that you have the creative ability within you to create anything you want in your life, you would do so. We have said this many times now, in many different ways. And one of these days, maybe they will get through here, get through the what you called earlier the miasma that is all around you, like knocking on a brick wall here sometimes. Trust yourselves. Believe in yourselves. You are the creator of your own being. See? And the creator of your own life. Ashira, would you add here?
You are all gods and goddesses. We have talked about this before as well. You are each creators of your lives. You are also creators of universes and worlds. Each of you has infinite powers. Each of you has the ability to do exactly what one who serves has said. Create your life. Create your body. Create your world exactly as you choose to.
We're glad that you brought that up, Shira, in terms of your creators of worlds. If you would look back into your lifetimes, if you would do past life regressions and look back at this, you would find that there were times previous to your human existence here on this planet, or even in the solar system, or even the galaxy at times, that you have done exactly that. You have created worlds. This one we speak through, James, had an experience where he remembered back to where he was a world creator. He had a world at his beckoning. That was pretty astounding at the time, as we remember here. He was experiencing this. But it was meant to show that you are so much more than what you believe, what you have been programmed to believe you are here in this life here. We're having a little bit of difficulty with the channel's throat here. We'll clear it up here. Would there be other questions here now?
Does this come down to the discussion last week regarding I am? For example, I am sick, I am poor, I am broke, I am diseased, I am. We determined that was very powerful, and that, you know, like, and it was suggested that we read Unveiled Mysteries, which is about Saint Germain and the I Am discourses. And so for a person that wants to overcome something, isn't that the belief that they are that? Versus, because if you have to overcome something, you must have that. So you must be taking ownership of something rather than just the opposite. Does that make sense? Is that, am I on the right track there?
Believe you are, and you are.
So if you believe you're sick, you're going to be sick.
Yes. As you're saying, you are what you eat, you know, those types of things. This is all a programming that has been thrown into you, built into you. You are what you are, and nothing more, and nothing less. So believe in the ultimate within you. Believe in the idea of being unlimited, and you will be unlimited. Know that there's been discussion at times about flying. You fly in your dreams, do you not? But what if you could fly? What if you could fly like the birds do? Well, you can. You already can do that if you just believed you could do it. But somewhere along the way, you were told that you have to have a contraption around you with wings and things of this nature. You do not. You simply need to believe that there is no gravity holding you down. But you have heard from the Newton source that if you drop a ball, it falls. Or whatever it was, an apple. See? Erroneous thinking brought about by programming to create this matrix that you have become accustomed to. It is time to be Neos, people. It is time to break out of the matrix. It is time to become the One. Anything to add here, Sierra?
A great job.
Yeah, we think we good on that one. we're getting our spunky back here again. It brought some feelings to this one we are speaking through, as his tears are coming from the right eye here. Mm-hmm. Must be the idea of the Matrix with this one. Just loves the Matrix. Any other further questions here?
I have one. My name is Bob.
We know who you are, Bob.
Yeah, I keep thinking daily now on the outcome of what my day is going to be. And is there a good practice to start your day when you first wake up in the morning? Just a practice to kind of program your day. I know you need to start it out in a positive way, but is there something that I can think of first thing when I wake up to get me motivated into that higher energy, into that higher consciousness at a quicker pace than to feel like I've got to get to this point before I can feel that? And is there anything that can start my day and also to finalize my day before I go to sleep?
Wonderful. Certainly, yes. Ishira, you wish to start here? We felt that energy coming here.
Yes, you felt that energy coming. Bob, what we would share is gratitude. Wake up in the morning full of gratitude. Your opportunity to build this day, make it what you want it to be. Think about all of the positive things. Think about what you say to yourself. You can look in the mirror. You can be gracious and full of gratitude for the day that you are about to have commence. Know in your mind. See the day in your mind be of a positive nature. And at the end of the day, be in gratitude. Thankful for all that went your way. Thank you for all of the things that you had unfold in your day. Being grateful to all of the people that you have shared with. For you are a gift in your daily work. You are a gift in every day to all of those who surround you. You are a gift. Gracious and gratitude for that.
Yes, and the simple affirmation that can be utilized each time, it was given by our dear friend and brother Zora, where he gave that it is a wonderful and glorious day today. What a wonderful and glorious day this is. In your day, each day with something, either this or something close to what you would wish to say. Whatever it is. But know, as Ishira has said, that it is a day to be grateful for. It is another moment to be grateful for. And each moment after that, and each one after that. And if you are grateful in this way, moment to moment, and finding the joy in each of those moments as you can, what a change in your life you will experience. And a complete letting go of the attachment process here will result from this. Answer your question, Bob.
Yes.
Any further questions here now?
I have a question.
Yes.
I've been getting lately that February 15th is a significant date. Can you tell me anything that's going to affect the planet on this date?
Oh, here we are. One was looking for a date and time and all of this.
It came in a meditation. That's
yes, we understand this. And although we hesitate now to give any sense of dates, because as we have said previously, it all can change. We could say February 15th, or we could say January 25th, which is tomorrow, or whatever it is. And as soon as we say it, it changes, because it is up to the collective consciousness of all of those that would be involved in that date. And since you are speaking of a date for major changes to come to the Earth, you are talking about the collective consciousness of the entire planet. And much can change, can it not? But you see, there is so much in motion. There is so much energy that is already in motion here. And it is like a speeding locomotive, a speeding train. Can you stop it simply by putting your hand up and saying stop? Can you? Yes, you can.
Yes.
That was a great question.
I can. But
you can.
Yes.
But you can't if you don't believe that you can. You see? You can do anything you want if you believe you can do it. Just answer your question. Anything you wish to add here to Sierra before we move on?
Fine, thank you.
Other further questions here?
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Karen in Wyoming. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Okay. Hello. I was just wondering if you would speak a little bit more about karma. And the reason I ask is someone recently told me that I'm having trouble quitting smoking because I have so much heavy karma and that I need a personal karma clearing for the smoking and for health issues before it will change. And it surprised me that to think that I would need to pay somebody to do that for me, but yet I have not been able to quit smoking. And I guess I'm just wondering, are we still being affected that much by karma? And if so, what can we do to shift that?
Yes. As you asked that question, we heard a collective sigh in the room here. Because the idea of karma is the programming that has been given you. It is only there if you believe it is there. If you believe you cannot stop smoking without another person directing you or assisting you, then that is what it will take. But if you believe that you can stop it simply because you want to stop it, because it is not something you want to continue, it is not something you want to continue to feel an attachment to, then you will stop it. You see?
Well, I do believe that. And like I said, I didn't believe that the karma was stopping me from smoking, but yet I believe I can quit, and I want to quit, but I just wonder if there's something there I'm missing because I have not been able to quit. If there is some kind of a program or contract or karma that is not in my awareness, then I can keep believing and believing all I want, but yet it doesn't happen.
Yes, we wish to say this one thing, and then we'll turn this over to Ashira. Karma is a construct of programming here in the three-dimensional illusion. It is not something that we wish for you to continue to focus on. Because if you continue to focus on the idea of karma, you will continue to operate within that realm. As soon as you say within yourself and you believe this completely, that there will no longer a need for karma. Not only for yourself, but the entire planet will be through with this, beyond this. You do not need to, what is the saying, cross every T and dot every I. It is not necessary. Only if you believe it is necessary. So we would say to you, get off of that wheel of karma, stop running around the contraption we are seeing here. Is a mouse or
a
mouse runs around this ring and continues to go nowhere. You see, you are seeing the picture that we are creating here?
Yes.
And it just continues to run and run and run and goes nowhere. This is what you are. This is the wheel of karma that you are on. And until you are ready to jump off of it, you will continue to be on it. But that jumping off is up to you. See?
Yes, thank you. And I believe that. I really wasn't buying into or believing that this is all karma, but yet I'm still confused as to why I have not been able to stop smoking. And I don't believe it's karma, but I don't know what it is.
Now we will turn this over to Ashira if she wishes to address this further.
I will, thank you. So, dear friend, you heard of the I am statements this week as well as last. Put the I am power behind your belief system. Put the I am power behind your statements in this area. Know that you are the one who is creating all of your life, and it is in your power to become
I am a non-smoker. I am free of smoking. You may not see it happen overnight, but you utilize these phrases and you will become the non-smoking person that you see yourself as. Does that help?
It does. It certainly does, and I've done that and tried that, but for some reason I fall out of it or something because I continue to smoke when I don't want to be smoking. So I guess all I can do is keep working with it. But I have done that. I say that every day, that I'm a non-smoker, but yet I'm smoking. So it just becomes kind of frustrating.
Stop buying cigarettes.
What? What's that?
One of our members said, stop buying a cigarette. Don't buy them.
Stop buying them?
Yes. We love
this
you.
This is Melissa in Alaska. Hi. After the channeling, I'd like to tell her how I quit smoking. I don't want to take up the time now, but I just wanted to let her know I'd like to talk to her.
All right, thank you.
That is a little movie many of you have seen previously. No, not The Matrix this time, but Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the scene when Luke was first being introduced to his Jedi Master Yoda? And he was showing him that he could raise that ship out of the water. Those of you who have seen this movie, do you remember this scene? And he is trying to raise it and raise it. And what does he say? I am trying my best. And what does Yoda say?
Not try.
Not
do.
Try, do. There is no try. There is only do. There is only be. There is only be now, in the moment. So do not try to do something, just do it. Do not try to bend the spoon, just do it. See? It is all the same. And the more you hold on to the idea that it is not possible to let go of it, or that you need some outside influence to assist you, or you need someone to wave their hand over you and say you are cured of this, or whatever it is, till you do not need that anymore and you realize the healing, the knowing is already within you, just simply let it go. Just simply put your hand out as Luke did, and he raised the ship out of the water. This many-ton ship. And you can do the same within you if you only believe enough. See?
Okay. Thank you.
Bless you.
There be any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's kind of a twofold question. It's about progression. I don't have anything to compare myself against to see if how I'm doing on my journey of ascension. I like to think that I've reached the fourth dimension, but I don't know because I have nothing to compare it to. Also, if I am in the fourth dimension, I lost my son a couple years ago, and I understand that heaven is the fourth dimension. And if I'm in the fourth dimension and he's in the fourth dimension, then why can't I communicate? And if it's because of grief, then I know that I don't want to lose my grief.
And say this to you. Heaven is not the fourth dimension to begin with. There are so many levels of what you would call heaven that are beyond this knowing here in your three-dimensional or even your fourth-dimensional state. Now, to look at this from the point of view that where you find yourself now, we would say that you are not in the fourth dimension. You are not in the third dimension. You are not in the fifth dimension. you are going in between them all at different times. You see? You have all ascended. We have already said this. You have all ascended already. Each one in this room, each one that is listening on the telephone, your phone contraction there, each one, many of you, most of you that would read and resonate to these words, you have already ascended. But yet, you are wondering, if I have ascended, why can I not see those who have already passed on into the other life, into the continuing existence of life? We would say to you that you can see them. They are there. Just yet do not believe it. Your mind has not caught up with this understanding yet. Your brain is continuing to hold on to the programming. Your chakras continue to hold on to the programming. Programming that has been brought about by all of your past lives here. You have bought into all of this. But it is time now to move beyond this programming, to let it all go. See? To raise the ship out of the water. It is all time for you to do this.
Really?
Anything to add here, Ishira?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Does this answer your question?
I'm not sure I'll absorb it. It answers some of the questions, yes.
Yes. You will find that the way we work here, we do not come right out and say X marks the spot. You see? We do not come out and give you exactly what you are looking for, because then we would be doing it for you. We will never do it for you. That is not what we are here for. We are here to nudge, to guide along the way, but mostly to assist you in helping you help yourself. But as you're saying, let us help you. No, that is not. How does that saying go? It does not seem right here. Anyway, we wish to help you to help yourselves. That is the only way this can operate here. For we are held back by what you know of as the Prime Directive as well. Would there be any further questions here before we release channel?
Is it possible, I've seen this many, many times, I've seen others that are not so attached to third dimension be able to contact others on the other side and bring them through, like a medium, or I've seen that so many times, and so much relief come to the individual that has not been able to contact them themselves. So since we're all one and we all have different ways of in different skills and talents, would it be a good thing to go through a medium in her case, or in anybody's case?
I have to chuckle at this, but Ishira, would you like to go with this first?
I will. I'm chuckling as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We chuckled together here.
You mean because it's a stupid idea, or?
No.
Oh, no. No.
Never.
Mediums can be a good source of information if you feel, if you are impelled, compelled to move into a relationship with one, to get that type of a relationship, connection as you speak of. Not a lot different than what we do. And also, though, be untruthful about who they are contacting. Happening. So as we said, if one feels compelled to connect with one, and all of the circumstances fall in the right place for that to happen, then it can be a good thing. But otherwise, it is really up to the experience of the one who is calling for that to feel, know, if that is the right thing for them to do.
Very good. And we would add to this that just be patient a little while longer, and that particular question will be answered in due time here. You are going to experience the connection with all of those that have passed over, if that is what you wish. They are all there and all ready to experience the celebration along with us, in whatever level of expression they find themselves. All come together. Okay? Will there be anything further here? We must release channel here. And we release channel.
Thank you.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the
thank
one.
Shanti, thank you.
I am Ashira. What a wonderful gathering today. A wonderful gathering of new people who joined this group today. We sit and we wonder and we smile as we see everyone coming together to share with one another. This is indeed a time of new beginnings. Can you feel the energy in this room? This is a time of the new earth structure. And we speak week after week about mentors and all the other things that you are so looking forward to. And yet today is a gift. Today is a gift of all of those who have come here to be with you. It is a gift that opens more doors than you can even imagine. There's so many from the inner earth, the harmony of Mount Shasta, Telluride, all of those areas which have sprung open to share with you light. Those of Hollow Earth, Middle Earth, this is a day that is beginning as well. And you will hear stories and tales in the week and weeks to come from those who come from the world which I come from. Coming to the surface and sharing more, you will see images from the profiles that you take of one another. We'll see. Those from the Hollow Earth are there as well. These are wondrous times, my friends. These are remarkable times. And seeing that those who picked up the message of the call to come today, seeing that they have answered, only a start on the road of the brilliance you are to see in the weeks to come. We're excited about this year. Excited about all of you. Excited to see what each of you goes forth this week and shares with others of the love and the heart that you have here today. Our blessings.
Thank you.